Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and the president spoke yesterday at the United Nations General Assembly, and we are joined now by UN correspondent Pamela Falk, who is one of our favorites and the bringer of doom? What is it, the carrier of doom? What is it?
I think it was the bringer of doom. The voice of doom? The bringer of doom?
Voice
and gloom.
Of doom.
Voice
oh,
of
that's
doom.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hi, Chris. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi,
it's good to talk to you.
Well, you know this place firsthand, so it's crazy at its best day, and this is just wild.
Well, Amy knows I wasn't invited.
Yeah,
so.
we had to kick Chris out for that.
You're
one.
Invited. You're invited. Okay. After Unger.
Okay, well, Pam, why don't you give us your highlights from yesterday, where President Trump gave one of his, quote, characteristically bellicose messages at the podium. So, yeah, kind of lay it out for us about what happened yesterday.
It was really interesting because 7 years ago, Trump's UN audience laughed. This year, he got some laughs in the beginning. With him. And then people were silent. They were a little nervous about what he was saying. So, but no boos, no walkouts. And he had to go impromptu because, of course, everyone knows about teleprompter gate. The teleprompter failed, the escalator failed. And during his speech, I was watching it live. And I didn't know this because I was watching it live, but the translation flew into Portuguese at one point.
Oh, well, so okay. Well, that's not helpful.
I mean, I know, and Lula was just there before, the Brazilian president. So I thought, oh, my God, you know, is it Lula speaking on top of Trump? I mean, it was crazy. But wow. The bottom line was, he went through each piece and couldn't have contrasted more than to most of the world leaders in a speech that was against multilateralism, against UN institutions and multilateral institutions, and in favor of what he calls America First, what's really a nationalistic guard your sovereignty and take care of your country approach. And so he first starts with the UN and, of course, says it's inefficient and empty words, and then goes on to the economies because his main focus was his two hobby horses, which are immigration and climate change with regard to the UN and, of course, the Middle East. And he said their countries, world leaders' countries, are going to hell. And so it was a very combative speech, and I think even more so because it was impromptu. But he started talking about the glitches and got quite a few laughs. So he sort of warmed up the audience, so to speak. Then he went on to climate change, called it a hoax and a con job. And even the United States was originally on board with the UN climate agreement. And then, of course, President Trump pulled out. So all of it went to then migration, where it was definitely urged countries to turn away from global migration, blame the UN for some of the U.S. migration issues, and then went on to the Middle East, where he chided France and other countries for recognizing Palestine when, as he said, just get the hostages out and make peace. So that, and then the biggest headline of all was a real turnaround on Ukraine-Russia war. And that is that he was all of a sudden very supportive of Ukraine, saying that Russia looks bad because they couldn't win the war right away. And then, of course, saying that he will impose sanctions on Russia if they don't come to the table.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mention his combative tone, and it can be very antagonistic, which can overshadow the fact that he had some valid points, or at least perhaps the basis, like with the UN being something of an anachronism when they're not acknowledging Russia, or their failure to call out terrorist organizations or countries that are oppressing women, and or the fact of immigration in Europe has been hugely controversial. A lot of those issues are very much valid and on the forefront of people's minds, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And in fact, in each one of those cases where he was combative, he then, in the same speech, sort of reversed course a little and said, look, we are behind the UN 100%. So that, he said, it just needs to be reformed. On immigration, he said, we're a country of immigrants, but we have to maintain our borders. And on Iran, a lot of countries agree with him that there can be no biological or nuclear weapons. And he's setting about to renegotiate with Russia on the nuclear arms treaties, the New START treaty. So all of it was, look, we have to do this and we have to do that. But it wasn't poorly. I mean, it was somewhat well received on a lot of fronts. And a lot of the policies are policies that the UN and separate diplomats like the Gulf states agree with him that Hamas has to go. And in fact, the General Assembly passed a resolution saying Hamas has to go and disarm and go, and the hostages have to get out. But the Security Council is tied up in post-war in its constitution because it was set up in 1945. So a lot of the Gulf states feel like, oh, look what Hamas did on October 7th. We have to get rid of them. And so he just disagrees with recognition, but that's been the U.S. policy, that you have to negotiate rather than try to start something and unilaterally claim it. And that's been why it's so antagonistic to Israel. So there are a lot of policies that he said that are very popular, but people don't want to say they're popular.
Right. Like, it's like rewarding Hamas for taking hostages and brutally murdering 1,200 people. Okay, we'll give you a state. That is horrific,
right. Most
and appalling
agree policy. With that,
yeah.
Except for the, yeah. No, look, the it's a trouble. It's, I mean, I know you were quoting my sons when you call me Voice of Gloom, but it is, it is a very difficult time in the world. I mean, look around. You've got the big ones, Middle East and Ukraine, and then you've got Sudan falling apart and Haiti falling apart. I mean, there's a very tough time in the world. And what he did make a point was that the UN did serve its purpose and does serve its purpose when it can go to and help countries that the U.S. and other developed countries can't do. And so it just, you know, his point was it has to reform. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come. He could have stood up the UN. The U.S. is not paying the dues right now. But he likes the UN. I mean, we know that. We saw him 7 years ago when he came to the UN, and he's a New Yorker. He likes the UN. He wanted to renovate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we mentioned the teleprompter thing, which got a lot of headlines, and
yes.
So did the escalator that he got on it,
yes.
And then it stopped, and Carolyn Leavitt was upset. She
yes.
blamed somebody and said they need to be fired for it. So what happened
right.
with the escalator?
Well, we got a late night missive last night from the UN about 8 p.m. last night that said, look, this is what happened. Somebody, one of his security and a photographer may have tripped the escalator by going up in front of them and standing backwards, and that trips the escalator. Now, I don't know about finger pointing or anything else, but it was just a bad omen at the very beginning of his walk into the building that this happens. He comes in the diplomat's entrance, you know, looks at the crowds of us who were standing downstairs to see if he'd say something before he even gave his speech. I mean, packed. And then, you know, just smiles at everyone, says hello, doesn't answer any questions, walks with the first lady and gets on it. And it must have been 2 seconds, and then boom, it stopped. And it just, it, you know, he kept a good sense of humor about it. In fact, said, mentioned it in his opening that, I mean, let's talk about the UN, the inefficient things. And so Carolyn Leavitt and others were saying, look, there was some kidding of people saying earlier, there was some reports of people, staff saying, well, he's not paying his dues. Maybe the escalator could break. And so they were going to look into it. So who knows? I mean, it's escalator gate.
Oh, man, there's all kinds of gates. Good thing there wasn't
yeah,
a gate on
exactly.
the escalator.
Then he gets up there and the
yeah.
teleprompter's not working.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, and it had worked for Lula and it had worked for the Secretary General and the new German president of the General Assembly. But it failed. I mean, look, they've been doing so much. I mean, you have to have seen it. I tweeted it out. They were clipping the lawn and putting all the flowers in and clipping the trees and putting, fixing what was already some broken escalators in the Secretariat building. And they thought they were in good shape, but it's the UN. It was built. I mean, the building was built in the 1950s. I mean, it was renovated, but not to everyone's standards. In fact, my friend who was, a colleague who was the Mexican ambassador to the UN said they spent $2 billion, maybe even in overruns, $3 billion, and they didn't put Braille. He's sight impaired, and they didn't put Braille on the voting. So he has to ask somebody next to him which is yes and which is no in the General Assembly Hall. Oh, so, you know, they're just things that didn't get done. I mean, you still can't open the windows, and this place is crazy. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's the United Nations. It has, you know, you have to think back. And Amy's heard me say this, but to the second UN Secretary General, who said the UN's purpose was not to bring us to heaven, but to save us from hell. And it does, you know, it does succeed in that.
Well, that's good, at least. At least we're getting somewhere. Pam Falk, we love talking
to you.
Not that much doom today. Just a little inconvenience.
No.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I got stuck in security, and I was writing, texting you guys saying, oh, no, I'm stuck. I mean, they change the rules every day, and you're going in circles, and I run across the river from 47th Street. It's quite beautiful, and I think I'm, you know, getting a lot of steps in.
Well, that's good, at least. You got that much. You are the best. Thank you, Pam Falk.
Not great talking. I love the program. You know that.
We do, and we love you, too. That's Pamela Falk, United Nations correspondent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.